Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Excuse me. Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here working to improve our financial IQ. We're here to talk about building a second stream of income, which, when you look at the statistics, the only people that are retiring and thriving in retirement, they all have multiple streams of income, at least two. Some of them have many. This is a show for people who simply want more out of life. They don't want to worry about money. They want to drive a Ferrari. They want to travel. They want to, whatever it is, you know, that makes your life joyful and happy. And it's also for people who are coming to the realization that just having a job is no longer enough. If you just show up for a job and go home at the end of the day and do nothing else to build wealth, you're going to retire broke. It's 95% of Americans cannot retire by age 65. When you look at the 5% who are successful, again, almost all of them have a second stream of income, and 70% of them used real estate to create that second stream of income. And what we're going to talk about today is of extreme importance. And there's really three takeaways that you're going to leave the show with. I did this last Friday, and the response was incredible. So I'm going to do it again for the Wednesday listeners. We, believe it or not, it's radio. You get a different group of listeners, a lot of different listeners, depending on the day you're on. And the first thing that I want you to take away from this show is that you are actually a successful person already. And when I say that, what people have a tendency to do is beat themselves up. And they'll go, what's he talking about? I'm not in the financial position I want to be in. I'm not in the physical condition I want to be in. I'm, you know, don't have the relationships I want, whatever. And they just beat themselves to death. So bear with me as I say this. Zig Ziglar puts it this way. We're all 100% successful at every single thing that we do. But is it not possible, based on the results you're getting from your life, that you were told the wrong things to do? Ineffective things. So let me make my argument about why I believe you're already successful. How many of you were told, work hard in high school and graduate high school, get your diploma? And you did it. Okay? That is success. You had a goal, you had a mission, and you achieved it. You got your high school diploma. Then another huge group of you were told to go to college, to get good grades and get your diploma there. And you did it. You're successful. There's another success in your life. How many of you were told that the way to make money is to go get a job? Almost everybody. You went and got a job. If you've ever had the same job for more than 6 months, if you can't keep a job for 6 months, I don't know. You're successful. That is success. But see, what people have a tendency to do is confuse the results that they're getting with success. And they go, yeah, I got a job. I've had the same job for 20 years. I'm still broke. I still have no passive income. I have no wealth. I'm a failure. A job is not there to build you wealth. J-O-B stands for just over broke. J-O-B stands for just over broke. Does that start to make sense? You're living paycheck to paycheck. And you call yourself a failure because you're not in the financial position you want to be in. That is because you had an unrealistic expectation for what a job is supposed to do for you. And you went into the job thinking, this is how I'm going to build wealth. This is the path to success, financial success and wealth. But it's not. It's just over broke. It's there to keep you, it's there to pay the bills. And that's about it. So don't confuse not getting the results you want from your from those behaviors. The behavior is, I'm going to, as dumb as it sounds, I'm going to get a job and that's all I'm going to do. I'm going to climb the corporate ladder. I'm going to wait for people to die. I'm going to wait for people to quit. I'm going to wait for people to get fired so I can move up in the company. Like I said, it sounds dumb when you say it out loud, but that's what people think. And so when they don't get the wealth and the financial success, they think they're failures. And you're not. The truth is, if you've got a good job and you've kept it for years and years, you're a doggone success at that job. You just have unrealistic expectations for what a job is supposed to do for you. It's the same thing with college. People say, well, I've got a degree, but it's not making me rich. It's not supposed to make you rich. College is not there to make people rich. It's there to create cogs in the machine. It's there to create employees. It's there to get you a higher paying job. And it does. So if you'll take an objective view and look back at your life, you've succeeded. You've been successful at many, many, many different things. The problem, as I mentioned earlier, is that those things are not effective for what you really want out of life, which is wealth and financial independence. Okay, we got to go to break. We'll talk more after the break about this, and I'll give you those other two takeaways before the show's over. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. I hope you took the break to kind of reflect on all the different things you've done in your life that you were successful at, but for some reason you had unrealistic expectations for what results that would give you. And college is one of them. You know, it's not there to make you wealthy. It's there to get you a higher paying job. jobs, people misunderstand jobs. They're just there to get you by. And the stock market is another one that people misunderstand. Stock market was never designed to make people wealthy. It was designed to keep up with inflation. And it does a great job of that. You know, for the last 75 years, the average rate of return in the stock market has been 7%, even with the ups and downs. So it keeps up with inflation, in fact, beats it a little. But it's these people with, again, unrealistic expectations for the stock market, unrealistic expectations for a degree, unrealistic expectations for a job. And then they beat themselves up because they don't get these weird results that those things were never intended to give you. So the next takeaway I'm going to lead up to with a story from Stephen Covey. And it comes down to, you're in Chicago, right? And the printing company makes a mistake on the map. And the map to Dallas is accidentally marked Chicago. And you buy that map. And you study it. You work hard. You use it. And you just can't seem to get where you're going. What most people do is they internalize it and they blame themselves. They might say something like, I need to work harder. So they start reading the map 100 times. They say, oh, I'm just not smart enough. So they literally go get a degree in map reading. Then they say, I need to look at my attitude. I need to be more motivated. So they take motivational courses. They take attitude courses. Here's the problem. All working harder can do, all more education can do on that, all a better attitude can do is get you to the wrong place faster, because the problem is not with you. The problem is with the map. So let's look at life. You were given a map, weren't you? Your parents, your high school teachers, your professors, some of you even have financial planners, and they give you a map. And they say, work hard in high school, go to college, get a degree, get a job with high pay and good benefits. No, don't get a job you're happy at. Get a job with high pay and good benefits, because if you're making a lot of money, you'll be happy no matter what. Now, what do we all know about that stupid statement? It's not true. Then they tell you to climb the corporate ladder, stay with the company for a long time, wait for people to die or get fired or quit so that you can move up, put your money in an IRA or 401k, save your pennies, scrimp, cut coupons. Oh my God. But that's the map you were given. Are you starting to figure out the analogy between the Chicago map and the Dallas map? The problem is you were given the wrong map. It's wrong. It doesn't work. That map doesn't work. And we beat up ourselves. We feel stupid. We feel like we're not successful. And it's just wrong to do that to yourself. You have to wake up and go, look, I've done this for 20 years. I'm 42, 43. I've done this for 20 years. and I'm still not in the financial position I want to be in. You got to change. You got to change your map. You've been working on the wrong map for 20 years. And then you know what people do? They do the same thing for another 20 years, expecting a different result, which is, of course, a form of insanity. But they do it. Others, their ego gets involved, and their ego doesn't want to admit that they wasted 20 years. Can't stand it. I refuse to admit I wasted 20 years. I'm going to keep doing it because sooner or later it's going to work. Crazy. That's also got to be some form of insanity. So the second takeaway is make sure you've got a map that works. Make sure you're investing in a vehicle that can take you where you want to be. In other words, you wouldn't hop on a bus to go to London, would you? It's the wrong vehicle. You'd want a 747 to fly over the ocean and land in London. Most of you know this already, that you're currently in a job or self-employment that can never take you where you want to be financially, but you keep doing it because you don't know any other map. You've only got one, you only know one way to make money: get a job. So takeaway number two is you have to have the right map. You've got to get out there, educate yourself, take seminars, take workshops, read books, listen to CDs, listen to audio until you figure out another way to make money. That's that second stream of income we keep talking about. Okay, so the first two takeaways are: one, you are successful. And I'm going to add to that. Did you know that you're brilliant? You are. Did you know you're hardworking? You are. You wouldn't have kept a job for 10, 20 years if you weren't. It's that simple. I don't care how simple you think your job is or how dumb it is or how easy it is. To keep a job at the same company for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, there's some brilliance there, and you need to give yourself credit for it. Okay, so let's head into the third and final takeaway. And it's really very closely related to the second takeaway, which is you've got to have the right map. But I want you to go back in time. And let's give you a different map. You're age 8, and your father is me. Multimillionaire, entrepreneur, doesn't work a job. And at age 8, I start telling you, the reason that I don't work a job is because I created a second stream of income. And I hand you a book called The Richest Man in Babylon, and you read it. The Richest Man in Babylon explains why you must have a second stream of income to be successful financially. And this book is based off of material from thousands of years ago. So this is nothing new or secret. But the shocking thing is, many of you are probably saying this, Steve, if this material's been out there 3,000 or 4,000 years, why didn't everybody know about it? Because the government won't let us teach it. Why? They want you to get a job. They want you a cog in the machine. They literally will not teach, go back to high school and try to remember a class on building wealth. Try to remember a class on being an entrepreneur. You're not going to find one. They barely teach kids, I don't even know if they do it anymore, how to balance a checkbook, let alone build wealth. But again, age 8, I'm your dad, and I'm telling you, this is how I became successful financially. And I lay out the map for you. I say, son, daughter, I love you very much, but you got to understand, a job is not enough. You have to have a second stream of income. Okay, we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll talk more about this fictitious scenario where you now have a multimillionaire entrepreneur father, and he's telling you a different map. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Real estate accounts for more millionaires in America than any other investment vehicle. This second stream of income can truly change your life. More time for travel, romance, and much more. More time for whatever you want to do with your life. To find out how to build this second stream of income, attend our free 2-hour introductory workshop on real estate investing. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where today we're talking about three major takeaways that you should leave this show today with. And really, there's a couple more because I kind of added to. The first three kind of go together. You are successful, you are brilliant, and you are hardworking. The second one is none of that matters because you got the wrong map. You're in Chicago with a map of Dallas. Doesn't matter how hard you work, how long you work, take two jobs. You're never going to get where you want to be financially if all you have is a job, period. The third one we're working on now, and I ask you to imagine if I was your father, and at age 8 I started coming in and saying, you know, you need a second stream of income. At age 9, you need a second stream of income. 10, 11, 12, 13, you need a second stream. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, you need a second stream of income. Do you know what every single one of you would have right now if you'd have been told from age 8 that you needed a second stream of income? You'd all have a second stream of income. You were never told. Never told. And now be cautious. Don't start blaming your parents. Don't start blaming your teachers, anybody like that. Finance is your responsibility. You should have been reading and studying. But do you understand that their parents didn't tell them? And their parents didn't tell them. And their parents didn't tell them. You know, people are always running around going, the rich are trying to keep the poor down. Blah, blah. They don't need to. And I say we because I was that way. We take care of that ourselves by passing on bad information that doesn't work. I mean, literally. I've spoken to broke 65, 70-year-old people. And you know what they say? Get a job and work hard. It didn't work for you. Why are you giving that advice? It's horrible. See, I was lucky. My father, about age 65, put his hand on my shoulder and goes, man, I'm glad you're doing real estate because what I did didn't work. See, that takes control of the ego to say that. A lot of love, a lot of compassion. And most people can't do it. So that garbage information keeps getting recirculated and recirculated. The poor stay and middle class stay poor and middle class because they have poor and middle class beliefs. They have the wrong map. And people are too dumb, lazy, greedy. I don't know what it is. It's a combination of things, I guess, to go out there and study and learn how money works. You know, the statistic is something like 70% of Americans never read a nonfiction book after high school or college. I mean, people are getting dumber every day. What do I mean by that? Does your memory get better or worse as you get older? It gets worse. So you're forgetting stuff you knew at 22. You're dumber at 50 than you were at 22. Because you haven't read nonfiction books. And if you want to build wealth, you want the Ferrari, you want to be able to travel, you want to be able to spend time with your family and your wife, you got to read. You got to attend seminars. You got to study this material. Because as I said, the government doesn't allow them to teach it. But I'm telling you, my son graduated because I had told him, and for no other reason. Don't get me wrong, he's brilliant, so are you. He's hardworking, so are you. Why did he graduate college with $4,000 a month in passive income from his 11 rent houses? Because he was told he was supposed to do that. That's the only difference. And if you had been told, you would have done it because you did everything else on that list, didn't you? You got your degree. You got your job. You put money in a 401k and an IRA, which, by the way, is completely ineffective. Totally bad advice. Another part of the map that's horrible. You did everything you were told, didn't you? Does it make sense when I say if you had been told to build a second stream of income, you would have? You would have. Because you are highly successful. You're brilliant and hardworking. You just have the wrong map. And then let me pick on financial planners because there are good and bad. I understand that. But the average financial planner in the United States makes 65 grand a year. And you go to them and say, teach me how to get wealthy and retire. I know you can't do it for yourself, but teach me how to do it. Ludicrous. Totally crazy. But he's got that title, and you've been taught what? Titles mean something. Degrees mean something. Instead of the way rich people think, which is, it's all about results. I don't care if you got a degree. What results you got from your life? You're kicking butt? Great. I'm in. I mean, it's that simple. Now, on building that second stream of income, yes, there are multiple ways to do it. And there may be something you're extremely passionate about that you can build a second stream of income. Go do it. If you don't know how to build a second stream of income, that's why Total Wealth Academy's here and other companies like us. We're teaching people how to build a second stream of income with the vehicle that 70% of the millionaires in the world, well, it's actually 90% worldwide. It's 70% in the U.S., but 70% of the millionaires in the U.S. used real estate to achieve it. Don't you think you should probably look into that a little bit? I think you should. So there it is. There's my huge sales pitch. And four or five takeaways. One, you are successful. Give yourself credit. Two, you are brilliant. Three, you are hardworking. The problem is you got the wrong map. You're successful at the wrong things. And the fourth point, which is when you get the right map, life changes. Life changes. And it's not, the funny thing is, it's not over long periods of time. It's a psychological breakthrough. I remember the first time I heard this information, I had goosebumps because it gelled in my brain. And I was like, wow, my life is different. I understand how to be successful financially now. Because I had worked for 5 years, 60 hours a week, 70 hours a week, and was still broke. It didn't take me that long to figure it out. You know, a lot of people, it takes 20, 25 years. But still, 5 years, think about that. It took me 5 years to figure out it didn't work. That's nothing to be proud of. I guess I could be proud of it if other people take 20 years. But I'd rather see everybody go, you know, after about 2 years, go, hey, this doesn't work, bro. I'm going to try something else. Start reading, start studying, start attending seminars. Learn how to build a second stream of income. Okay. All right. We are now going to go to emails, and I'm going to open the phone. I would love to hear any comments you have about what I shared with you, or if you have a question about your real estate or getting your first piece of real estate, or maybe you have a fear or something, let me know. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you can email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, and I'll answer your question live on the air. If you're shy, put anonymous in the subject line of the email, or use a fake name if you call in to 281-558-5738. Okay, let me pull up my email now. There's quite a few. This is from a member. Oh, he's asking about tonight's class on commercial insurance. Yes, it will be recorded and posted online in a couple of weeks. But because of what's going on, if you can make it tonight, you don't want to wait 3 or 4 weeks for this. There's lots of claims going on. You may have gotten turned down because of the ice storm. You need to see this material as soon as possible if you can. All right, we'll come back after the break and finish answering these and other email questions here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Honey, what are you doing?
The poor and middle class are taught to depend solely on a job for their income. If your only source of income is a job, you're in the highest risk category in America. This J-O-B strategy, just over broke, keeps people poor and middle class. The rich teach their children differently. They teach them to build a second stream of income, almost always with real estate. If you would like to learn how to do this, attend our free 2-hour sample class. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We're answering a couple of email questions. The phone lines are open, though. If you've got a question for me, you've got a fear, a concern, maybe some reason why you doubt yourself that you can build a second stream of income with real estate, give me a call. It's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or fire me an email. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Let me get back to this email. I was in the middle of another one. If doggone it. There he is. Is there a quick calculation for single family insurance costs? I generally take 1% of the purchase price, not the ARV, after repaired value. The reason is I'm insuring for a major catastrophe, like the unit completely burns down. If it does, then I can still sell the lot and still make a profit and get the house paid off, blah, blah, blah. So that calculation is going to give you a high number. Let me make sure I'm saying this right. It's less than 1%, but I always do it with 1% when I'm doing my calculations to figure out whether or not I want to do the deal, so that I always come out ahead. It's never 1%. It's always less than that. If you're with a good, credible company that understands rental property or flip property. So I hope that helps. Okay. The next question is about passive investing. You have to be a sophisticated investor to legally, for a sponsor to legally bring you in their deal. In other words, you have to take some classes like ours on real estate investing before you can passively invest in syndicated deals. Otherwise, you know, the sponsor is taking a huge risk. You can pretty much go back anytime and sue them. They want sophisticated or accredited, and most of them want either sophisticated or sophisticated and accredited. Because while it's safe to take the accredited investor in, if they haven't taken courses on real estate investing, they don't know what to expect. That's a pain in the butt dealing with people like that. So you need to upgrade your membership and take the commercial courses. With this type of money that you're talking about, 600 plus, that's a huge amount of money. Huge amount of money. If you'll remember from the Saturday class, I showed you that guy that took $100,000 and in 10 years turned it into $1.7 million. Well, do the math. Let me do it for you. $1.7 million. You've got $600,000. 10.2 million is what you would have at the end of 10 years. And I can't tell where you've got your money right now from this email. But yeah, you could turn that $600,000 into $10.2 million in about 10 years. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. I'm sorry, I was reading an email. I'm going to leave this person anonymous. I think you know who you are. You gave me a lot of personal information. I'll address this with you after the show. But your fear that you're not smart enough to do this is, I guarantee, ridiculous. I was a health club instructor, broke, bad credit, and ended up with 4,000 apartment units. So I don't want anybody thinking they're not smart enough. I go back to my sales pitch at the beginning of the show that you are brilliant, you know, and I bet I can prove it, but we may need to talk on the phone. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's look at this next one. Tenant passed away. Ooh, Hugo. Yeah, this one's sensitive, man. I've only had this happen once, and I really didn't know how to handle it. all I did was as soon as I saw a family member, I was going to reach out to them, but there was a family member at the site. I just negotiated with them and let them move the furniture and things out. And it wasn't super fast. I'll tell you that. It was probably 4 weeks before they got everything out of there and I could take possession of the property. But I didn't really feel right forcing the issue or doing an eviction or anything like that. So, Hugo, I honestly think that for your peace of mind and to feel like a good person, you need to work with them. You know, they've just lost a loved one. Work with them. Do anything you can. With the wisdom of hindsight, I would have probably, at my expense, moved all of his stuff into a storage unit and leased the thing, you know, 4 weeks sooner. And then they could just have the key to the storage. Okay, we've got a caller. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. Let's go to Magnolia and talk to Tani. Tani, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Everybody else thinks I'm not because I was bit by three dogs or bitten by a dog this morning doing my walking.
Oh, my God.
And I cannot believe how many people are. I actually was recording something. I was talking to my children, two children that are up in heaven, and I was doing my walking, and I decided to do the recording and talk to them. And then in the meantime, about after I talked to them, suddenly a dog came. I go, oh, my gosh. And I thought I turned the recording off, but I didn't. And I'm screaming, help, help, help.
and it's all on the recording?
It's actually on the recording. I guess there was a reason for that. I mean, God knows, whatever. But anyway, I thought I'd just send it to you. And that's why I got your number again. But anyway, it's crazy. And then I went to my husband. Finally got away from the dog. Well, they followed me, but they... I asked him, who belongs to these dogs? And I asked somebody to help me. Nobody helped me.
That's terrible. I
assumed it was a worker's, but apparently it's somebody's dogs around there. To make a long story short, which is too late, they said, you better go to the doctor. We went to eat.
Did you have to get like stitches?
And they told me to go to the doctor. I said, okay. And they said, also report it. And I said, okay. So I went to the doctor, and they gave me a tetanus shot and an antibiotic just in case. And I don't take pills, so I will take that.
You had a question about reverse mortgages?
My husband tried to report it, and it's a recording, and they hang up. You can't even leave a message. But the doctors are very angry, and they want to find out who the dogs are because I guess they could have rabies. I don't know.
Yeah, that's dangerous. Did you have a question about reverse mortgages?
Yes, I did. We bought our house. We've only been in Magnolia, Texas for a year. We've moved from California. May 22nd will be a year. And we bought a house. We were very fortunate to buy a house here in Texas because it's so reasonable.
Yeah.
And we bought it for about $200,000, and we probably owe about $185,000 or something like that because we've only been there 8 months.
Right.
And I was listening to the reverse mortgage, but they called me back, and we'd only get about $140,000. And we'd have to pay, I don't know how it works. What do you think?
I'm not a huge fan of them, Tani. But there's a friend of mine who does them. And every time I meet with her, she tries to explain it to me. She believes deeply in them. But I just have not seen a major benefit to them, except for people who are just broke and they've got to do it just to survive. But
yes,
otherwise, I don't like them.
That's not the case here. We're on Social Security. My husband's 82 and I'm 80, but I'm writing books. I'm rewriting my books and I have a podcast. And we are able to, with our Social Security, we are able to pay the payment. I mean, it's only $1,208 a month. Can you believe that? In California, it was $4,000 a month.
All right, we got to go. That's the end of the show. Thank you for calling in, Tani. All right, thanks everybody for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.